You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, and I'm joined by my friend T.R. Sullivan, who covers the Rangers for MLB.com. T.R., I wanted to begin with a couple of, in the roster maze, that's the Rangers going into camp this year, a lot of interesting names. I wanted to ask you about a couple of former first-round draft picks, not first-round draft picks of the Rangers. Where does Michael Choice fit in the pecking order now? A guy once considered a terrific prospect, acquired from the A's, had a very tough year at the big league level, but was good at Round Rock. What do the Rangers think his place on the team could be, or does he have one?
Well, he has one, Richard. He's one of their candidates to play left field, along with Ryan Ruau and Jake Smolinski, maybe Carl Spigaro, who they signed to a minor league contract. Now, the Rangers still like Michael Choice. Very talented player, very hardworking player. He just needs to get better, that's all. He needs to go and win a job. He's one of the candidates, and it's up to him to deliver.
Was there a particular problem last year, or irregular playing time, or did he just get into bad habits? What do you think, what was your assessment of watching him play last year? Because he did get...
I think there was a lot of struggles as far as being, you know, a part-time player, not getting regular playing time. I think that was a little difficult for him, and he had a hard time adjusting to it. But he's going to have to. I mean, you know, the Rangers aren't going to give him a full-time job unless he shows something right away. So, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. You know, he's in the mix, but he doesn't have a full-time job right now.
And, T.R., how is he defensively?
You know, he's decent. He's average. I mean, he's not extraordinary, but it's not his best part of his game. I mean, this guy needs to deliver right-handed power if he's going to play in the major leagues. That's why he was the number one draft pick by the Oakland Athletics, and that's why the Rangers got him, is to figure he can be an offensive producer, a run producer.
And I also wanted to ask you about a former Astros first-round pick, Delino DeShields Jr., taken in the Rule 5 draft, left unprotected by the Astros. Where do the Rangers see him fitting in? What do you think they liked about him?
Well, they like his speed. I mean, this guy is a plus-plus speed guy, and that's what they're looking for. They need a backup center fielder behind Leonis Martin. They like a guy who can run, who's an athlete, who can run down fly balls. He's got a little versatility. I mean, he's got a chance to stick. A guy like that, if he can show something in spring training, definitely has a role on the team.
Are they looking at him as an outfielder? Or, I mean, he came up as an infielder. What do you think his role is? Just be ready to play wherever they ask you to play?
They need outfielders. They got plenty of infielders. They got Rougned Odor to play second base. You know, Jerks and Profar is on the comeback. And they got a couple other guys in the minor leagues who can play the infield. They need an outfielder who can run.
When you get to Surprise, Arizona, is there one guy you're most anxious to see, what he's done with himself over the winter, how he plays in spring training?
The obvious answer to that question is Prince Fielder. I mean, everybody else pales in comparison to Fielder. I mean, you know, he had the neck surgery to fix the herniated disc. You know, his power production has been down the last couple of years. You know, the Rangers have a lot invested in him. You know, everybody else, you know, is secondary to what they want to see from Prince Fielder.
You know, when I look at the Rangers, there's so many interesting names out there. Ryan Ruau, who they like, Odor. How tough is it going to be to make assessments, to get everybody enough of a look to make an assessment in spring training? It seems like they're going to have a challenging spring just to settle on 25 guys. What do you think?
Well, there'll be plenty of at-bats. I mean, you know, they've got a lot of split squad games, and, you know, they'll get guys good looks. I mean, it's up to these guys to deliver. I don't think anybody will lack for playing time. It's just going out there and producing.
Leonis Martin is 26 years old. He's now had over 1,000 at-bats in the big leagues. He's a guy that Ron Washington loved at times, Ron Washington frustrated at times. What's the growth you've seen in this guy?
Well, Leonis has been a good center fielder. He's got a tremendous arm. He covers ground. He's improved significantly in center field. So he can play center field, and he can bat at the bottom of the lineup. I mean, he's a number nine hitter with some speed, can hit for average. You know, the guy can play on a team. You know, the question is, will he be good enough to be a leadoff hitter? Will he be able to get on base, use his speed, you know, drive the ball, things like that? It's just a matter of, you know, how good this guy is going to be. You know, he's adequate at the bottom of a lineup. He's, you know, the question is, can he be adequate or better at the top of a lineup?
You know, TR, John Daniels has been had a careful offseason. I think we would agree. He hasn't done anything reckless. He held on to his prospect, kept his powder dry. Is he able to just drown out the noise of fans who want to see a splash? Or how do you think he weighs all of that with balancing ownership, fans, and his own expectations of the club?
Well, he's got a budget that he has to stick to. Number two, he's got a very productive farm system that he'd like to look at. He's got a lot of confidence in his young players. I mean, it basically comes down to, and it comes down to this every year, is how much confidence you're going to have in young players. How much are you willing to commit to those guys as opposed to trying to find the quick fix on the free agent market? And that's the big thing that's facing John Daniels right now. And I think right now his confidence is high in that farm system. And he knows he's got some players coming in the next 2 or 3 years that could really have an impact on this team. And he doesn't want to block their path with some major free agent signings.
Well, Joey Gallo, the guy who's gotten so much attention for the home runs he's hit in the minor leagues, will he get playing time in spring training major league games? Will we see him for the first time?
You betcha. They haven't announced it yet, but I expect he'll be invited to spring training, and I expect he'll get a lot of playing time. You know, Adrian Beltre is a veteran third baseman, and veteran third basemen don't make all the trips, and they don't play a lot early in spring training. So I think you'll see Joey Gallo out there a lot. While, you know, Adrian always seems to come up with a leg injury early in camp just to kind of slow himself down, a veteran move, like that. So you'll see Joey Gallo a lot.
Okay. All right, TR, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.